Just last issue on general business, Chairman. Asked this one before. Can you give us an update? We've waged a fairly expensive defamation battle against The Australian. My advice in the past has been it's not wise to pick a fight with Rupert Murdoch. We've bought ourselves a bucket load of bad publicity and front page stories in The Australian as a result. I know we didn't like what The Australian wrote about our involvement with the Beaconsfield gold mine, but personally I just can't see the merit in spending hundreds of thousands of dollars of our money and buying ourselves some bad publicity. So can you give us an update on where that's at? And also the related issue of the coronial inquiry into the Beaconsfield gold mine collapse. I understand the counsel for the coroner has been investigating a wide range of parties, and I'm presuming it would be correct to assume that a number of executives from the bank have been interviewed by counsel for the coroner on this question of did the bank control the mine at the time of the collapse, and I'm presuming your position is the same as it always has been, is that we had no control over the mine. Is that, give us an update on where we're at, and is that still your position?
Well, I think the answer is that there's been no progress insofar as it affects us since we last discussed this matter. Our policy is that it would be inappropriate to comment on a matter that's before a judicial process, and that refers to the two judicial processes that we're still waiting, I believe, for a judgment in the defamation case.
That's right, David.
We haven't got a judgment yet, and our position, as what we've said previously, remains, and that's we're a creditor, not a shareholder in the Allstate operation, and we had no involvement in the operation of the mine.